May I move the chair over? I'll move it over. You just sit there.
I don't see.
Let's see. How about this little hassock? I can just
put it. Gesture me your hand.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Your Margaret Gatchell, is that any relation to Gatchellville?
No, not that I know of. I was a Robinson. I was Margaret Robinson, born up at Chestnut Hill, if you know where Chestnut Hill is.
Now, where is that?
Beyond Forest Hill. You know where Forest Hill is. Mm-hmm. Well, Chestnut Hill's up on the Chestnut Hill Road. And I was born and raised there. I weighed 4 pounds. 4 pounds and a few ounces when I was born.
Is that right?
In the middle of winter, in a cold house. And how I survived, I never know. Mm-hmm. Mm. And that was almost 90 years ago.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And I had two brothers and two sisters, and they're all gone. And I have nieces and nephews left. I don't know whether you know any of them or not. Donald Robinson?
Oh, yes.
Do you know him?
Uh-huh.
Edward Robinson?
Is he married to...
He married a Greer, Eleanor Greer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Virginia Smith, Virginia Robinson Smith, married Francis Smith and Benson.
On Hartford Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know of them, yes.
And the other one's Helen Beckering. And she lives in Canada now. Then I have one brother that went to Pittsburgh and settled there, and he has 3 children up there. Mm-hmm. And my sister has one brother up there, or one son up there. Mm-hmm. But she's dead. I'm the only one left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, who were your parents?
Thomas J. Robinson and Martha Barrow Robinson.
And what did they do?
My father was a farmer. Mm-hmm. And a miller. He had been a miller at Stafford for the can't tell you the name of the people that had the mill right now. But he was at Stafford as a miller. And he lost his first wife there. Then he married her sister Martha. And had to give up milling. On account of having malaria, and went to Chestnut Hill and got a farm. And he spent the rest of his days farming.
And then you were born there on the farm.
I was born on the farm on a cold day in February, weighed 4 pounds and 4 ounces, and was rocked in a little dollar cradle that's around here someplace.
Oh.
About so long. And they tell me I was a mighty, mighty small thing. The people came for miles to see that baby.
Hmm.
So I was a curiosity, I guess. But I've lived longer than any of the others, and I'm still here.
Do you remember much about the farm growing
up
there?
Oh, my, yes. I can remember coming home from school in Chestnut Hill. I had a stepmother, and she'd say, Margaret, your father said for you to hook up the horses, the harnesses on them. You were to hook them up to the wagon and come out to the field and pick up corn. Of course, my brothers had both gone off with the telephone company. And my older sister had gone off to Baltimore and was working there. And I was the oldest at home, so so I did what I was told. I knew if I didn't, I'd get a spanking. Because they didn't spare the rod. And I stayed on the farm with them until I married. No, I didn't. I went to teaching school in 1911 and taught. My first school was Lapidum down on the Susquehanna River. And I think I was more fond of it than any school I ever taught, because I went down there and I just had a grand time when I stayed. Well, they didn't have school there all year. And I went down there in the spring and stayed until summer. Vacation, and then went home. And then I tried various places and around. Mm-hmm. and went to summer school every 2 or 3 summers.
What was it like at your school? You went to Chestnut Hill?
I went to Chestnut Hill for 2 years school.
Mm-hmm. And who was your teacher? Do you remember?
Oh, I had different teachers. Oh. My Miss Laura Mason was the one when I graduated. She and Grace Ford were the principal. Miss Mason was the principal, and Miss Ford was the assistant. She had the first 4 grades. And Miss Mason had from the, she had the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And of course they don't have 9th grade, and, well, they don't have any, I don't think any small schools now in Harvard County. I think they're all consolidated. But I don't know, I believe we learn more than they do now.
How would they teach you?
How?
How did they, yeah.
They gave you a book, gave you some questions and told you to go to work. And then they questioned you on what you had studied. And they gave you arithmetic problems, the books in arithmetic. And we had the old White's arithmetic, and oh boy, was it. It was a good book, I guess, but oh my, there were some problems in it. But my stepmother had been a school teacher, and I got plenty of help at home, I guess. And I made it through the 9th grade and took the teacher's examination and went to teaching. We didn't go to normal school then, but later on we had to make up a good bit in summer schools.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to teach?
I love to work with kids, love children, mm-hmm. And thought that would be a very good occupation indeed. There weren't many then to choose from. Mm-hmm. They usually got married or taught school or went off to college.
Do you remember what was it like in the school that you taught at Lapidum?
I was only there from early in the spring until summer vacation because they hadn't had any school before. And I had 6 grades. I may have only had 1 in each grade. It was a very small school, but you heard the lessons that you gave them. You brought your class up in the front of the room, and they sat on chairs or sometimes stood up. And if they were working problems in arithmetic, you sent them to the blackboard. And if they were, they worked at their seats. You could keep them busy. Of course, now I don't know what they have sports, more sports than we had. We didn't have any sports because our school playground was between the main road, and a branch. And they only had I don't believe they had a piece of land as big as our front yard to play on. But it was quite a challenge. And then I went from there to another school, and of course later on had to make up what I hadn't gotten before in summer schools. I went to either Western Maryland or went to Towson in the summertime, spent my 6 weeks there.
Mm-hmm. What school did you go to after Lapidum?
Lapidum, I went to Jefferson, I expect.
Now, where's that?
Carson's Run.
And what kind of school was that like?
That was a one-room school with 2 teachers in it. 2 teachers in the one room. They had such a large enrollment that they had to get help. And I was sent there to help. Hmm. And one teacher went off in that end of the room, the other teacher went off in the other end of the room, and there was a good bit of buzzing, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Of course, they wouldn't know what to do now, I guess, in such a situation. And I wouldn't know what to do in a situation like they have here in Bel Air, or any other one. Big school, I don't suppose.
What were the children like at Jefferson?
Just the average run of children. They were children.
Were they mostly from farming areas?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they had their chores to do when they got home. They knew work was coming. They knew they had to work. Most of them did. A few of them didn't, I guess. Mr. John Smith's children didn't. He had a store at Carson's Run, and the children there didn't have so many chores to do, but most of them did.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember any of the things that, did you have special things like ceremonies or where you had the parents come in? Or?
Oh, no. No. The first thing I can, the first thing I really can can think of when the children went out, among others, was we had a dodgeball team, and then they had field day, and all of the children from the different schools entered, and they would play ball against another school, another one-room school, or two-room school, whichever it happened to be, and they didn't get anything for it, but sometimes they were named county champions and so forth, which made them feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did you stay at Jefferson?
I didn't stay there too long. Not very nice. Two teachers trying to get along in one room. But I think I went from there to Emerton, the old stone school at Emerton. And there I had 7 grades in one room.
Mm. That was a pretty big school.
Yes. Oh yes, I think I had 4 more pupils than I had desks for. And if a child happened to be home, the other child took that pupil's desk if they didn't find, they didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. And what was that school like? Did you have a potbelly stove or?
Oh yes. Oh, yes. I had pot-bellied stoves in all the schools of Tarleton, I guess.
Would you have to fix it in the morning?
You had to make the fire, and I think they allowed maybe they allowed $2.50 if you could get somebody to go in and make the fire and tend to it and sweep the room for that, but you couldn't often do it. You had to do it yourself. You didn't have janitors then. They didn't. Didn't supply you with very much money for those things. You had to do your own.
And what about for lighting?
No extra lighting. It was Emerton School, the last school I taught, had built a school. It's not a school now. I guess it's on the Emerton Road, if you know. Do you know where the Old Mount Carmel Church is?
Yes, it's
you know where
right there at Wheel Road.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The building off catty-cornered with Mount Carmel School was the Emerton School. That's the last school I taught.
And it didn't have any lights in it?
It had them in the basement.
But not for the classroom?
No.
And now what kinds of things did you do teaching there?
I was principal and had 2 assistants.
Ooh.
Yes. They had closed Billingsley School, and they had started busing, and the Billingsley children rode the bus that was coming out to pick up high school to bring them into Bel Air, brought them out there and dropped them off, and then it went down to Birch's store on Emerton Road and picked up the children there. They went to Bel Air and went to Emerton, and brought them up and let off the children that belonged to Emerton, went on into Bel Air.
What kind of subjects did you teach?
All the subjects. Reading, writing, arithmetic, algebra, geometry, civics, hygiene, all of them.
Now, would you have books to teach them from?
Oh, yes, we had books, and each child had a book. You could assign a lesson. You could assign them something to do. They had their own books, and they had to supply their own paper, principally, and their pencils. Now, when they had slates, of course, those old slates and slate pencils, usually gave you slate pencils for them. And you'd have to use your recess marking with slate so that it could have it to do the next period. Mm-hmm. Didn't have any time to go out and see what the children were doing. They were on their own. Quite often you had to stop and go out and settle a fight or something, but because they were just real children.
Did you have any discipline problems?
No. No, I usually could handle those.
Mm-hmm. Were the children at Emerton pretty much farming?
Oh, yes.
Families?
Most of them, their parents were farmers.
And how long was the school year?
The school year began about we had a week's institute where the teachers went to a meeting in Bel Air. And the schools began. That was usually the first week in September. And it went until the last of June. Mm-hmm. With, of course, vacations for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter.
And I guess you've seen a lot of changes in the school.
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do if I went into one of the schools today. And I couldn't. I don't believe I could stand it. I couldn't stand children moving around in the room and doing as they pleased.
Well, who hired you when you first began at Lapidum?
Mr. Wright, I guess.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Called and said that they had an opening for me at Lapidum to go down there. Mm-hmm.
And were the books already there? Or did
Oh, yes, each school had its own books. Mm-hmm. Yes, there were books. And if there weren't enough, why, you ordered more and they were sent in. Mm-hmm. But usually, if you had to know somebody that was going to Bel Air to get those books.
Mm-hmm. I guess, the libraries, they didn't have back then.
Oh, no, no. Each school had a few books, few library books. Each school had them, and often they had a festival or something to get money to raise to get books for children to read. They weren't furnished by the county.
Did you ever help out on those kind of things?
Oh, yes. You had to be the leader. Mm-hmm. You might have a PTA that would help you. If you didn't have a PTA, some of the parents would.
Mm-hmm. Was Emerton pretty active in doing things like
that?
Oh,
yes. Yes. Mr. Albert Magnus is still in business down there, I guess. I guess he still has that. What is it?
Standard equipment, I think.
Standard equipment. I guess Albert still has that. He went to school too, me and his brother Preston.
Is that right?
Yes.
Were they pretty good students?
Well, they were mischievous, as all boys are. And I wouldn't give much for one that wasn't.
Do you ever have your students, or do you have some that keep in contact with you?
Oh, yes. I have some that I keep in contact with, but not too many. I've gotten to the point I don't do too much writing or anything of that kind. You know, you don't grow to be 90 and get around like you used to. Of course, I quit driving my car.
Well, now, how did you meet Mr. Gatchell?
How did I what?
How did you meet Mr. Gatchell?
He was a railroad agent. And I went to a place to board, and he was boarding there. And the man, he thought he had me fixed up. He had me matched up with a fella that had a car and would take him trapping. And I didn't follow his advice and take his man. So I had to find a new boarding house. And Mr. Gatchell was boarding there at the same place. But I wasn't interested in him, and I don't think he was in me. I just knew he was there. But after I was driven out, I found out that he was a little interested in me. And he left. He didn't stay. They lost both boarders. Russell and I eventually were married.
And then he continued, did he work for the railroad?
Oh, yes, he continued to work for the railroad until he was retired.
Now, which railroad was it?
Farmer, Ohio.
And what was his job?
Ticket agent. He was at the station. He was a station agent.
At which station?
Well, he was at Joppa when I met him. And they closed Joppa and he went to Aberdeen. Or didn't know, he went to Aiken. Aiken in Cecil County. And then he was at Aberdeen. And then the last job he had was some ticket agent in Philadelphia when he retired.
Do you remember about the Joppa station?
Oh, yes, I lived in it for a while.
You lived in it?
Oh, yes, after we were married, we went to living upstairs in the station.
Oh. Now, what kind of building was it?
Just like these little stations along the B&O now. They still have the same stations around. I guess Joppa's still there. I don't know.
I've never seen it.
Well, there's a grade crossing there, and I don't know whether the station's there now or not. I haven't been in Joppa for a long time. I don't get very far out of Bel Air anymore.
Well, so you lived at Joppa when you first, what year was that?
What year was married? 24.
So that was just when cars were becoming around, I guess.
Yes. Well, we had cars.
Oh.
I had a car.
You did?
At least my brother. My brother worked for the telephone company, and they had 4 touring cars that they used in Pittsburgh. And they only used them a certain length of time and then sold them. So my brother bought one and gave it to my father. Brother drove it from Pittsburgh down to Singer and gave it to my father. And they thought that because Papa, well, both of my brothers, he came down and spent the night at my brother's in Baltimore. And then the two of them brought the car out home. And he gave it to Papa, and because Papa could drive a team of horses, he thought he could drive a car. And they got him in under the wheel. And they got busy talking, and Papa ran up on the bank. And they got the car stopped, and he got out, and he says, "Never again will I get under that wheel." And he held to it. He never did. So he said, "Margaret, when you learn to drive it, go ahead." And I didn't know anything about it. I had to learn to crank it first. And that was quite a chore learning. And of course, I was only home. I was boarding away from home 5 days a week. I was only home Saturday and Sunday. But I finally learned to crank it and to drive it. Got my license, came up, and went in, and put down the money on the counter. They asked me 2 or 3 questions, and I answered them. And they told me to come on out and get in, so I got out and went in. Got out and got under the wheel. The man got in beside me, and I ran around the building I expected. Well, it's on Bond Street, part on Bond Street, and then you come up the hill. I don't know what it was called. Don't know. Just
the Hartford Mutual?
No, it's not Hartford Mutual. There's a building there. But anyway, we went in, I guess it's Cortland Street. No, Cortland Street's by the hardware. We went around the courthouse anyway.
Oh.
Around the courthouse and the building that was back of it. Mm-hmm. We ran that, no. And they gave me my license, and I didn't know how to drive. Mr. Hollingsworth, mail carrier, Quaker, had come up with me. He said, "Now, Miss Margaret, you get under the wheel and drive home." I said, "No, thank you." And he got under and drove it home for me.
So how did you learn to drive?
I learned to crank it first, and I was teaching then. I was down at Joppa, and I was only home on Friday night and Saturday and Sunday. And I learned to drive the hard way.
What were the roads like back then?
They were dirt roads. Most of the roads were dirt roads. Mud, you didn't drive a car in the wintertime. The mail carrier drove sometimes in the wintertime, but more often he used a horse and buggy. Oh, I've seen Harford County change a good bit.
How would you get to school?
Papa would take me to my boarding house with a horse and buggy. And they would meet me on Friday evening and take me home. I didn't always get home. It was according to the weather, whether I got home or not, or whether I stayed at the boarding house.
Now, where were the boarding houses?
Any place you could find. At Joppa, I think I walked about 2 miles to school from a boarding house. Walked out, well, this mail carrier that I told about, he went down. And often he would stop and pick me up and take me to school. It was very bad. But I had to walk home. Because he got through with his mail more often, earlier than I did to school. If he didn't, why, he would often stop and take me back. He was a Quaker and a very good man. Mr. Hollingsworth. So, I have lots of memories.
Did you ride the railroads?
Oh, yes, I had a pass to ride the railroad. My husband had a pass, got one for me.
Where are some places you went?
We went to the West Coast.
You did? We
went across the country.
Goodness.
We took a trip all the way across to California and all the way up the Pacific Coast. We went into Mexico and then up and into Canada. And we took quite a number of trips in the summertime.
What were the rails like back then?
They were steam engines. They were getting, beginning to get diesels. But they were just about like they are now, rather expensive to travel on.
Did you have a sleeper car?
Oh, yes. We rode in a sleeper, right often.
Now, wasn't the B&O, that was sort of the fancy railroad, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Very elegant.
The best and only, they used to say. Of course, I didn't do it. I went to Pittsburgh several times. Of course, the railroad goes all the way to Pittsburgh, and I had relatives in Pittsburgh. My brother lived out there, and I went out there quite often. Now, in fact, I had a brother and sister both out in that section. And then one brother lived here. This was his home. This isn't my home. This is my home, but it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my brother's children. Now, I don't own any property at all. I came in here. My brother's first wife died, and he remarried. And of course, as most children, they don't like their stepmothers. I had one, I know what they are. And they didn't like their stepmother. And so she was taken sick, and Edward called me one Christmas evening. And he said, "Margaret, what will I do? Alva's sick." And I said, "Take her to the hospital." "Oh," he said, "I can't get a doctor." I said, "Take her to the hospital." He said, "How am I going to get her to the hospital?" I said, "Get the ambulance." "Well, how am I going to get home?" I said, "You get the ambulance and I'll come up and go down to Harvard Race and bring you home." And she died. So then I came in to stay with my brother. And I'm still here. That's how I got this. I'm living here, but it isn't mine, but I'm just 4 children. One of them's in Canada. I don't know where Edward Jr. is now. He's down So that's the way I got this. It isn't mine, just I do the best I can with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have any children?
No. No, I have no children. That's the sad part of the story.
I guess you had so many children in your school that you, like, how many children do you think you've taught?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I taught 17. I went to Joppa for 2 weeks to substitute. And they said they couldn't keep a teacher there because she couldn't make the children mind. And I stayed until they closed the school. I don't know, it was 10 or 12 years, I guess. And they closed it and sent the children that began then. Surfaced the Philadelphia Road. And then they began running buses and they took the children into Aberdeen. So that took the children from Joppa. And they closed it and I went to Bleak Heights then, which was a one-room school and sixth grade. And they had desks, I think, for 40-some pupils. But I had, at one time, I had six more children than I had desks for in seven grades. But those children came into Bel Air to high school and went right along with those that had gone to school in Bel Air.
Where was Bleak Heights?
It's now what they call, well, it's been torn down, I think, and there's a Baptist church there. It's at the corner of, it's at the corner of Singer Road and Clayton Road. Mm-hmm. Yes, I went there and stayed until the closed all the schools. I went to Joppa and stayed there for quite a few years, and it was closed, consolidated, and they sent the children and bused them into Old Post Road. And I went to Bleak Heights and was there 17, 19 years. And they finally closed it. And then I went to Emerton. And there's where I finished teaching.
How many years in all were you teaching?
37.
Wow.
That's what I'm living on now. I retired in, I won't tell you what year, because I can't tell you right now what year. I could soon tell you if I went upstairs and looked at the certificate. But.
Let's see. Well, tell me about the Joppa School.
What happened in Joppa School?
Where was it?
It is on the old Philadelphia Road, and it's now the Holder Inn. I believe that's what they call it, Holder Inn. It was at one time called Prospect Hill. I don't know how they got it changed. Mr. Middendorf taught there for years and years and years and years. And when I went there, I was told I wouldn't stay long, that you couldn't make the children mind. And they were foreigners. A great many of them were of foreign birth. They were Polish children. They'd look at me and say, why for do you do that?
Where did the Polish people come from?
They bought homes there. And their parents usually worked in Baltimore. The parents rode the train and went back and forth. They could keep their family, I guess, cheaper in the county than they could in the city. And they could get a monthly pass or monthly tickets. Or I don't know how they bought their tickets, but they bought them different ways and commuted back and forth.
Well, I know Mr. Hansen said that they used to get Bohemians to work cannery.
Yes, they did. But they had a canning house at Joppa, but they usually used local people. There were so many around. It was quite a town, and people wanted work, needed it. Mm-hmm. And they may have had some Polish people, or Bohemians, but I don't know.
Was the school very large at Joppa?
Oh, yes. It was three teachers. There were three teachers at one time. Hmm. Oh, yes. We had more children. We had we had more pupils than we had desks for.
And then, let's see, what was Bleecker Heights?
Bleecker Heights was one-room school. Seven grades. And I had children. Well, I taught Douglas Chilcote, who's clerk of the court.
You did?
I did indeed. I taught all of the Chilcote children except the two older ones. Hmm. They were at Bleak Heights. Oh, yes, I taught Douglas. Hmm. I taught Dolores Chilcote, who's county, what is she, county executor. Hmm. She's Dolores Clark now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, I taught her. I taught that. I guess I started Dolores too. First grade, went right through seven and came on into Bel Air and went in classes with the pupils here and had no trouble whatsoever.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what effects, say, the Depression had? Do you remember living through that?
The Depression. We were lucky to have anything, I guess. Of course, I taught during the Depression. But we had the time. Children often didn't have very much to eat. And we got to the point where we could get some meat and make a little soup or something and on the stove at school. And for a penny or two, they could have a cup of soup for their lunch. And we could get milk from the Western Maryland, small half pints. And they could get that for 3 or 4 cents. And that helped out.
Let's see, you said you lived at the Joppa Railroad Station when you first got married. Then where did you go?
Then where did I live? Singer. My parents had lived at Singer, and we bought that home. We lived there I lived there after my husband died.
Now, was this right on Singer Road?
Yes, it's still there. It's a doctor has it now. It's do you know where the Atkinson Road is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Atkinson Road comes when you come down the hill. You face where I lived.
Hmm. And that was a very quiet and peaceful area.
Yes. Not anymore. Hmm. The dam has made a big difference.
Now, do you know much about that dam, why they built it?
Oh, yes. The Pennsylvania Railroad built it. You see, they had trains that picked up water on the track. And they piped that water from up that dam down to the Pennsylvania Railroad for the trains. Oh, yes, that was built while I was living there.
Hmm.
In fact, the foreman on the construction job roomed with me, boarded with me.
Hmm. How long did that take to make, to build?
I couldn't tell you how long. Mr. Carraby was there a good while with us.
Hmm. Do you remember much about the World Wars?
Oh, yes, I went through that too. We had a little trouble. Children didn't have very much to eat, but we seemed to be able to get soup and things like that at school to help out.
Hmm. Well, now, when you went to town, do you remember what Bel Air was like when you were a child? Did you ever come into town much?
We never got to Bel Air very often. We came in to the dentist because we had to have our teeth fixed. We came into the dentist. But I don't remember too much about Bel Air because that was off our beaten path. Of course, when I began teaching, we had to come into Teachers Institute. And that was a week.
Where was that held?
Courthouse.
Oh, the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And what would they do? Or would they?
Was it Red Mountain? Let's see, was it? Yeah, I guess it was in the courthouse. It seems to me it was held in the courthouse. It was held about a week before school began. We had to attend that. And they lectured you on different things and told you what was new and you got your books and so forth. The new books.
Do you remember some of the teachers that were teaching with you? Did you have friends?
Oh, yes. Rita McComas of Jarrettsville. Hattie Workman, I don't know where she is. I don't hear from her. She was a high school teacher, had never taught primary children, and she applied for a job and was sent to Joppa while I was there to teach. We had three teachers. One, Miss McCombs, had a big first grade, and she took the basement, which had been, when the Emerton School was built, the Emerton Grange wanted a hall. And in some way, they maneuvered and got the right to have range in the basement of the Emerton School and still meet. No, they don't meet there now at all. They meet down St. Mary's because the school's been sold. And they would meet there on their two nights each month. And that meant that the desks had to be moved back so they could get their equipment in and so forth. But Miss McComas had the first grade. She had a very large first grade, and she had the whole basement floor. And Miss Workman came in to teach second. They sent her there to teach second and third grade children. And she couldn't teach second grade children. She expected them to do fractions and decimals and things that people did in the fourth and fifth grades. So Mr. Wright gave us permission that I could take the second and third grade and she could have the fourth, fifth, and sixth until after the 2:30 recess. And then I had to take part, and Miss McComas took part of her children.
Was it hard? Did you always teach the same grade? Or I guess when you were at the smaller schools,
had to teach them all. You had to teach all the grades in one room school. Mm. Oh, yes, indeed. And I've had children that I never taught a thing. They listened. They got their work done and listened to what the grade ahead were doing. I know one grade, was having an awful time teaching decimals to two children in one class. And I said, I'm sorry, children. I've spent all the time I can spend with you. You have to stay in recess. And one little girl put up her hand and says, Mrs. Gatchell, may I help her? I said, you can do it. Yes, I can. And she came up and worked fractions as well as I could. They got through their work and listened to what was going on, and she taught those children. Mm. And they learned from her. So I had assistants.
Did you have the Pledge of Allegiance and the? Did you pledge allegiance to the flag?
Oh yes, yes indeed. We had a flag on the top of the schoolhouse, and we put it up each morning. It was fit, and we marched, stood out there, and pledged the flag, marched in.
Now, what about? Did you say the prayer before you began?
Yes. Read the Bible and said the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm.
And then what would happen at lunch?
Often we had, we had milk served, small half pints of milk brought. And often we would make soup on a stove that was there. Mm-hmm. Or heat up something that the children brought. They could heat it up if they wanted to.
I want to ask you about when you were traveling, in the summer, I guess, you went, did you ever go, you know, the Harford County stations on the B&L? I didn't know really where they are.
Oh, well, there weren't many in Harford County. Mm. There was the station in Joppa, that was the first one. Mm-hmm. And the next one was Van Bibber. And the next was Bell's Camp. And I think by that time you were over in Cecil, you were going across to Cecil County. Hmm. There was one in Havre Grace. There was a, you know, station in Havre Grace. That was the last one, and then Cecil County.
Was the railroad already built when you
moved? Oh, my, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it had been built years ago.
Did many people use it?
Oh, yes. There were a good many people lived out in the county and commuted to Baltimore to work.
Really?
Oh, yes. Went in on the morning train, came back in the evening.
Did you ever go down into Baltimore?
Oh, yes.
Now, what do you remember about Baltimore?
Oh, I don't remember too much about Baltimore. I didn't. I had a brother that lived there that I visited. He lived out in the old park. But I didn't do too much. I did my shopping there occasionally. Went to hotels and places like that on the streetcar. Did much shopping I wanted to do.
Well, now you've been active since you've retired, haven't you? You've been in Golden Age Club and things?
Oh, yes, I still go to the Golden Age Club. Mm-hmm. There are 290-year members. I'm not quite 90, but we'll be in February. I'm one of them, and Mrs. Scott is the other.
I guess you've seen so much changes that it's hard for me to ask you, you know, the different things that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think have been some of the most significant changes that you've seen in Harford?
I expect the methods of travel and transport, or travel and the telephone. There are many more telephones now than there were. Mm-hmm. You don't find many homes now without a telephone. It used to be, you went to a store. I can still remember going to my uncle's store, and the telephone wouldn't work, and he'd stand up and kick it. I think he thought he was helping it, but I thought maybe he was harming it. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, let me see. We've covered so many different grounds. I hate to, let's see, I don't want to leave anything out. Is there, what else can we talk about?
I wouldn't know.
Were you active in the church?
Oh, yes.
In the, which church?
I still belong to Deer Creek Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's that located?
Chestnut Hill.
And when did you first join that church?
I expect it was about 16.
Do you remember what it was like? Has it changed very much?
I don't think it's as good now as it used to be. You see, there are many more people that belonged in the community. Now there are a good many that are, well, it used to be when the people around there lived, you dare talk about your neighbor because they're apt to be a relative. But now there are lots of people that have, since the Southerners have begun to come up and buy, why, you have to be careful what you say and who you're talking to.
Do you remember the Prohibition?
Hmm?
Do you remember Prohibition?
Oh, yes. That never bothers. None in our family that I know ever drank. I had one cousin that drank, but it didn't bother me because I didn't know him, or I didn't live with him. Mm-hmm. Of course, he died here in Ohio in a manhole. Mm. Mm-hmm. He was in a manhole in the earth, washed in on him, smothered him today.
Did you miss the farm life once you left to be a school teacher?
Well, I went back to it every summer, as long as my father farmed. And he sold the farm and, I can't tell you. Sold the farm, I think, about 1913. And that's a long time ago.
You were talking a minute ago, I should have picked up on it sooner, about the Southerners who came. Was there like a big moving in of people from the South?
Oh, yes. Quite a lot of them. Came in, bought farms. Mighty nice people.
Now, when was this?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what year it was. But there were very nice people. Some very nice Southern friends.
You were saying that most people in Harford County seemed like they were related. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew each other, I guess.
Oh, yes, at one time, but now they don't. Now the neighborhood has changed terribly. Mm-hmm. Southerners have come in and bought farms, and you don't know too many of them.
Do you like living in Bel Air now?
Yes, it's all right.
Well, I don't want to. Let's see, let me cut this thing.